You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has released his Middle East peace plan, which has been lauded by Israel and rejected outright by the Palestinians. The plan would see Jerusalem remain Israel's undivided capital and proposes the creation of a Palestinian state with a capital in what President Trump calls Eastern Jerusalem. That could mean a capital that's not actually near the holy sites in East Jerusalem itself, but somewhere else in the eastern part of Jerusalem. The Palestinians have always maintained that East Jerusalem, which Israel has controlled since 1967, should be the capital of their future state. President Trump characterizes his plan as a good deal for all.
My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides, a realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security. Today, Israel has taken a giant step toward peace.
Under the plan, the U.S. would recognize Israel's settlements in the West Bank, and in exchange, Israel would agree to accept a four-year freeze on new settlement activity while Palestinian statehood is negotiated.
I want this deal to be a great deal for the Palestinians. It has to be. Today's agreement is a historic opportunity for the Palestinians to finally achieve an independent state of their very own. After 70 years of little progress, this could be the last opportunity they will ever have.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it the deal of the century.
This is a historic day. Mr. President, I believe that down the decades, and perhaps down the centuries, we will also remember January 28, 2020, because on this day, you became the first world leader to recognize Israel's sovereignty over areas in Judea and Samaria that are vital to our security and central to our heritage.
But the plan has been categorically rejected by the Palestinian leadership, which says it seeks to impose permanent Israeli rule over the West Bank. The announcement led to protests from thousands of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, and the Israeli military reinforced its presence in the West Bank. The Palestinians have refused to deal with the Trump administration ever since it moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says the plan is nonsense.
What has been said about the implementation of the plan all is simply the policies drafted by Israel, the borderline under the Israeli control. They generously have taken 30-40% of our territories and annexed them to Israel. This is nonsense. This is what has been mentioned in the deal of the century. That's why we categorically reject this deal.
Khalil Al-Hayya is a senior official from Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. He says Hamas rejects what he calls the conspiracies announced by the US and Israel.
عندما نحذر إنما نحذر ونحن على يقين أن شعب الفلسطيني لن يمرر هذه المؤامرات.
When we warn, we are certain that our Palestinian people will not let these conspiracies pass. So all options are open. The Israeli occupation and the US administration will bear the responsibility for what they did. It's our right to resist the occupation, it's our right to resist the deal, and it's our right to resist whoever that tries to terminate our existence, our Jerusalem, our refugees, our prisoners and sanctuaries. It's our right to confront whoever antagonizes us.
Israeli human rights group B'Tselem says the proposals envisage a form of apartheid, with Palestinians relegated to small, enclosed, isolated enclaves with no control over their lives. The Arab League is to convene an urgent meeting on Saturday. Greg Diet, SBS News.